The time now is 7:34.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. A sign of the times we live in yesterday at the port of Miami. It sounded like a potential terrorist plot at first. Three Middle Eastern men and a tractor trailer sparked an unfounded security scare over what turned out to be just a simple misunderstanding. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin was there.
It started when the Iraqi-born truck driver from Michigan pulled up to an entrance gate at the port. Miami-Dade Police Detective Robert Williams.
That driver produced some paperwork but could not produce all the paperwork required in order to get onto the port property here. The driver was subsequently taken from that vehicle and he was interviewed further, and some of his actions determined that something might not be correct here. The officer was able to determine that inside the cab of that vehicle were two other individuals of Middle Eastern descent concealed inside that cab of that vehicle.
That prompted port officials to initiate security protocols, which included calling in the FBI and other agencies to determine if this could have been some kind of terrorist plot. The three men were detained and the truck driven to a more isolated part of the port. There, Jose Ramirez with U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they began assessing what was inside the trailer.
We used the gamma ray identification device. It's a large X-ray piece of equipment that we can see through the 45-foot container. We X-rayed the container, and the contents of the 45-foot container were consistent with what was manifested on the shipping documents. We also inspected the container using a device called a radio isotope identification device, a RID, and that device was used to determine if there was any radioactivity emanating from the container, and there was none.
As this was happening, cruise ships were arriving and departing, and for the most part, business continued as normal within the port. Miami-Dade Police Lieutenant Nancy Goldberg says it was eventually determined that the men had no sinister plans and that part of the problem was a language barrier.
I think that this came out to a very successful conclusion because of the fact that all these agencies came together and worked in a very, very successful manner.
Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.
Here's the WCBS Closing Bell Report, sponsored by ADP. Dow up 24, S&P is up 3, NASDAQ ahead 4.
College football national championship tonight, Ohio State against Florida.
It's 4 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. For the second time in 2 days, there was a security situation at the Port of Miami. CBS's Michael Hiblin joins us now live from Miami. Michael?
Harley, as supplies were being loaded onto a cruise ship, an explosive detecting sensor went off, suggesting that there may have been plastic explosives there. The bomb squad responded and a short time ago detonated the package. The Miami Police Department now is saying there was no suspicious device and further testing is being done. But authorities are now giving the all clear. Harley?
So no harm, no foul. Michael Hiblin there in Miami.